Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe back together and coming up at 10 this morning. Right now, though, time to talk to the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And Gerard Mayo is also brought to you by Hellman's Mayo. And would you like, if I can get it from the Hellman's people, would you like a year's supply of mayo, Gerard?
That would be great.
What is your number one condiment?
Number one, that's tough. Ketchup is always going to be number one, but mayonnaise is a close second.
I can't stand ketchup. I would go mustard.
No, you know what? No, Mike's Hot Honey.
Oh, so good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It is good.
Well, appreciate, I know you guys got back late. Appreciate you getting up this morning. We're on to the regular season. I wanted to ask you from a head coach view. Are you used to it now in game wise, and are you ready for prime time?
You know, the operation from a communication standpoint and, you know, sub and operational standpoint, I think we're all on the same page. The regular season might be different. Every game is its own game within itself. So I'm sure some things will pop up throughout the season, but I feel pretty confident about the way the operation is going.
Gerard, it looks like just based off of preseason and, you know, what we see and what we're hearing, that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett. Why is it that it seems like Jacoby Brissett is still the starting quarterback or quarterback QB1?
I would say, you know, it's a combination of, you know, Drake becoming more comfortable and, you know, he's climbing the ranks, and Jacoby having a better overall command of the operation. But who knows? It may change. And, you know, we said it all along. We got 1A and 1B. It's a competition, and that's definitely a huge conversation here over the next couple of days of how we want to approach it. I would say, you know, we came into the preseason with a plan for Drake. You know, he's a, you know, number 3 overall pick. So, you know, the expectations and things like that are high, and the pressure from the outside, from the fans and from the media will be to put Drake in. But, you know, after speaking with AVP and Elliott, we still feel confident about the plan we have for Drake. Now, in saying that, you know, he's played very well, and we'll see how it looks here over the next couple of days.
You mentioned the plan last week with us. Can I just ask what was that plan? When you say the plan, what was that?
So it was a developmental plan. You know, the reason that, you know, we were excited to get Jacoby here, he had a good understanding of the offense, and, you know, he's a great leader, great mentor. He could mentor a guy like Drake and also, you know, teach him some of the playbook, some of the reads and things like that. And, you know, for us, you know, we've all seen the horror stories of sometimes rookie quarterbacks just, you know, getting thrown to the wolves and they fall apart. And we didn't want that to happen. Now, I'm not saying that would happen with Drake at all, because he is a mentally tough person and he shows great resilience and control of the ball. But the plan, look, I'm not going to get too in depth with the plan, but just know that, you know, his development to this point has worked out the way that we anticipated.
Well, I know you guys have talked about a plan and you've kind of been pretty open. The only thing that's kind of confused me a little bit is it might have been last week where Alex Van Pelt was asked about Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, and he kind of said Jacoby Brissett was the starter. So I guess maybe you always talk about plans can change. When will we get the official starter for week one? I know you said it would probably be sometime today.
Wait, I don't want you to be confused, first of all.
Yes.
I would say...
Look, it actually happens. It happens rather frequently, yes. Coach.
Explain it to me like I'm a four-year-old.
Well, let me clear it up. You know, after much thought, after the cuts, I would rather personally announce who the starting quarterback is to the team before I announce it to everyone else. We've maintained our stance that Jacoby was QB1, and early on, you know, you could see that there was a huge gap between 1A and 1B, or I would say 2. But now that gap has definitely shrunk here over the last few weeks.
Gerard, when it comes to the bottom line, when it comes
hold
to...
Hold on, Wiggy, yeah. Wiggy, we good on that one? I want to make sure. I want to clear it up.
I think Wiggy's...
If you got a follow-up, fire away.
Wiggy's confused because we all sort of are a little bit, because last night you were not able to say that even if Jacoby Brissett were hurt, that Drake May would be your number two, essentially.
Yeah, look, you know, let's talk about the injury first. I don't know. Jacoby may come in here today. We got in at 4 o'clock in the morning. May come in today saying, you know, his shoulder is no good. Or, you know, so I'm not going to get too far down the road on if Jacoby could play or couldn't play. What I will say is that this is a true competition. It wasn't fluff or anything like that. It's a true competition. And I would say at this current point, you know, Drake has outplayed Jacoby. Now, in saying that, we have to take in the full body of work, you know, going all the way back to the spring and the beginning of training camp, and we'll see where we end up. But those are the conversations that will happen here over the next couple of days.
I said something a few moments ago that some believe I would not say to your face when you're on this show. I'm going to say it right now because we're not
we're not
in the same room, so I'm not afraid. I will be afraid later. But
you shouldn't be.
To this fan's naked eye, this O-line stinks. Is that a factor when it comes to this? Like, you don't want a guy to go in there like Drake May, who you may not have the optimum O-line for him right now.
I would say you always want to support a rookie quarterback, no matter who it is, with the great O-line and receivers that can catch the ball and make things right and run and make big plays, all those things. Right now, the O-line is continuing to try to gel, you know, pre-snap penalties aside, I thought they did some good things last night as well, especially in the run game. But, you know, to your point, you want those guys, you want the quarterback to feel comfortable back there no matter who it is. It could be Brady back there, or it could be Drake May. I don't know, but you want those guys to be comfortable behind the offensive line. And we still have some time, and I understand the season is really, you know, a couple weeks away, but we still have some time for the quarterbacks to build that trust in the offensive line and also the coaching staff and the players. You know, that's one of those positions, offensive line as a whole, where, you know, it's not always like putting the best person at an individual spot. It's about what combination of guys, and I think I've said this before, what combination of guys give us the best chance to win football games. Now, in saying that, when you ask me, like, what success looks like, is that we just get better each and every week and that we're trending in the right way. We should be a better football team, you know, in October than we are in September, or November than we are in October. And that's the plan. And if we do that and we're playing good football at the end of the year, and the O-line and really everyone, defensively, offensively, and special teams, that we're playing great complementary football and that we're winning football games. So that's really the North Star in the way that I should say we think about it.
As an organization, do you wish you had done more to address the O-line in the offseason?
We felt like we signed the best O-line in free agency and Big Mike. All right, that's number one. Now, his versatility, whether it's guard or tackle, that's another conversation. But we did address the O-line. I would also say, looking out the front windshield, that we have an opportunity to improve our team through the waiver wire. And we're in a very unique situation right now where we're third on the waiver wire, and there'll be some good players that get released from their team. And we're going to try to take advantage of that. And like I said, like, you know, the starting guard or the starting tackle may not be on our team today, but we'll see here over the next couple of days what we're able to pick up.
Gerard, I do think that a lot of people are just going back and forth on wondering if you guys keeping Drake May from being the starter is more so you feel like Jacoby could win you guys more games, or if it's you don't want Drake May to get hurt. Can you clarify on, as a head coach, where you stand on that?
Yeah, I can. Look, you can't take insurance out on players, and this is coming from a guy who was on IR 3 times. So you can't take insurance out on players. And look, once Drake is ready to go, or however we kind of evaluate the quarterback position, he'll go out there and play. We can't sit here and say, well, the O-line this, the O-line that. If Drake is the better player, I mean, if Drake wins the competition, he'll be the starting quarterback. And once again, we have to go back. This is the hard part. We have to go back and look at the total body of work to see what that looks like going forward.
It does, from the outside looking in, look like he's pretty confident out there. Even last night when his shoe fell off, he didn't miss a beat. He didn't pick one target to just go at over and over again. He didn't discriminate when it came to his receivers. He seemed confident out there.
No, I totally agree with you. And he's going through his reads and progressions, and every day he's gotten better. And I'm proud of him, really, for the way that it's a testament to his work ethic and just, wanting to get better. And I hope it continues.
Well, maybe you can clear this up from your perspective, because
there's so much confusion.
A lot of confusion. A lot of confusion. And
there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors, too. But
it's not helping that it's Monday either. It's always harder on a Monday. And you, what time did you guys get back? Like 3 last night?
Yeah, we got back to the stadium around 4 in the morning. But I'm on the radio with you guys. Thanks, Hellman's.
Yeah, Hellman's. when it comes to issues that Drake may have had last night when it came to the snap or prior preseason game, you put those more on the quarterback, the center, the operation?
Yeah, we'll have a conversation today about it. But look, it's always two people. Anytime the snap is on the ground, it's the center and the quarterback, or the center or the quarterback. And those are things that fundamentally frustrate you, and fundamentally we just have to get right. There were too many times last night that we were just going backwards, whether it's a bad snap or whether it's a pre-snap penalty. And we have to clean that up if we want to have a chance to win football games. And, we've always said, the saying around here has always been, you can't win until you keep from losing. And last night was one of those instances where we just couldn't get out of our own way. Over 150 yards of penalties. And really, the penalties were being called on both sides of the ball. And one thing I would say is we always operate under, let's do business as business is being done. And we failed to do that last night. And it's my job, ultimately, to make sure that we have a disciplined football team out there that that is fundamentally sound and doesn't have those pre-snap type of things.
All right, speaking of Hellman's, time now for the Hellman's Mayo Question of the Week. Which rookie's progress so far this season has impressed you the most, Coach?
I guess the easy answer would be Drake May, but I'm going to go with Polk. I'm going to go with Peasy, because I think he has the chance to be a very good football player and has natural leadership instincts, and he's been a very impressive guy thus far.
Gerard, real quick, who are the leaders on this team? I mean, obviously, I'm assuming Dave.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrews, but when it comes to leaders, who's standing out so far?
One thing I would say is that's for the players to decide, and I believe that the leaders, the captains, should be voted on by their peers. I know who's in my mind is are great leaders on the team, but that's for the team to decide, and we'll see going forward.
Gerard, one thing I don't subscribe to, some people might have around here is, you know, first-year head coach, all the coaching staff is new. You talked about pre-snap penalties, and a lot of the times, you know, at least from my playing experience, pre-snap penalties is about guys focusing in and locking in and understanding what's going on. What do you see? You talked about it a little bit. What do you think is leading to some of those pre-snap penalties that maybe, because you talked about telling them over and over and over, and the referees made mentions about certain things. What do you think has been a factor into that? Just maybe the players not focusing in enough?
Yeah, you know, when you hit it on the head, that's what it is. It's about maintaining focus. The average time of a play is 5 seconds, right? And so I tell the guys all the time, all I need is 5 seconds of concentration and extreme focus 60 to 70 times a game and we'll be okay. But it was our first road game, and, you know, I would say there were definitely some hiccups, and we just can't afford to do that here going forward. But you're right, it's about focus.
So, Jerod, what's your day like today when you look at watching film from last night, making sure that Jacoby Brissett is taken care of, figuring out his injury, and then picking a starting quarterback by tonight?
Yeah, we'll have an injury meeting here in a few hours, you know, to see how we came out of the game. I would say we'll have conversations about every position. We'll have conversations about, you know, the away game operation. We'll have conversations about all that. And it's a very difficult time, I would say, here over the next couple of days because, you know, we have to release players. And, you know, I know the practice squad is a little bit bigger now, but the team will not look the same that it did last night. And that's the tough part of the business. But I think the guys recognize that. But that's what we're going to be doing here over the next couple of days. Then I'm going to call in on Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you guys who the starting quarterback is.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. Okay.
No,
what time?
No, I'm just playing.
That would be a nice thing to do for us, ratings-wise. Yeah. I mean, it'd probably get us off on the right foot.
Now, are we on the wrong foot?
No. Not at all, Coach.
I would just love to see.
I mean, Wiggy has issues with you, but you guys can settle that. I mean,
yeah,
we'll be able to
sit down and chop it up. They're not personal. It's all.
I'm always I'm not running away from any type of conversation or anything. I'm always available, you know, for you guys to talk to. And one thing I would say is it's about clarification. And you guys said multiple times, you know, this morning that, yeah, you're a little confused here, a little confused there, which is fine. And I would say I try to be as transparent as possible with the fans and with the media to a certain extent. And like I said last night, while still maintaining the ability to change my mind, and ultimately the decisions in football run through me, and you know I have to do a better job as well. So you know I'm still learning as well.
I would just love to sit in on one of the Monday morning meetings afterwards where you guys watch film, because you know how those were obviously with Bill. I would hope they're not as like embarrassing to the players. I would just love to sit in. That's it.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, look, just come in after a win. It'll be good.
Well, any update before you go on Cole Strange? We were talking about him earlier.
No update right now. He's in here rehabbing every day, and we'll see where it goes.
All right.
I feel a little better now.
Right.
Like
you?
I'm, yeah,
you feel
like,
better?
I'm not
all
as confused right. no more as I was. But usually, I think like a 4-year old.
Shoot me a text if you have any more questions. I'm clear up. All right, guys.
I will say this. He used to get very anxious about texting Bill. He does not. He does not feel the same way about you, Jerod. So that's a good thing.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You guys have a good one.
All Take right. Care. That is Jerod Mayo on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Doesn't it make you seem like, based on hearing that,
make me feel like?
Yeah, make you feel like, I'm sorry, that he was willing to say Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
like,
he has said that.
So
yes.
That would make me lean towards May starting week one.
But I think nugget-wise, he went back to the O-line and the concern about Drake May getting hurt. Did he not?
A little bit.
That was like you can't take out insurance on a player.
Yeah, like, and then he's
but he said, you make a great point. when it comes to the O-line.
But then he goes, but you can't take out insurance. And he goes, if Drake May shows that he's the better quarterback week one, regardless what the O-line looks like, he's going to stop.
Yeah.
He also, it seems like he felt like they did do what they needed to do when it comes to the offensive line. Like, he pushed back on that.
They said that we went after the best free agents that we thought were out there.
But that they'll also be looking at the waiver wire coming up here for any guys that get cut.
Immediately.
Yes. I think he is eager to see what the cuts look like.
Yeah.
I like the Jalen Polk thing, though.
Yeah.
That was kind of something we talked a little bit about. Maybe the receiving core has given them a little sense of reassurance that maybe it might be more about getting – even trading for potentially an offensive lineman out there that could help them at left tackle.
He's a couple text messages. He really is a great interview.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the, I mean, he answers everything.
Yeah, and he, like, when you're confused, he wants to, did I give you enough to help you out with your confusion? And I would think a little, so now when I hear him, and this is why I gave him credit on one of my leads, it's like, you know, when you're with somebody and you just, like, been with them, and then next thing you know, it's like, wow, they just keep me coming back. Because now I think Drake May is the start of week one.
I know. And we talked about breadcrumbing with a few of his answers, like, last week, the week before. If you're looking for breadcrumbing, right, because I think that he came into this interview knowing who his starting quarterback is. Like, I think he knows that for week one.
I think it's Drake May.
I do, too.
Yeah, that was the golden nugget I got from it.
Well, because if it wasn't Drake May, why would he have to tell the team who the starting quarterback is before he tells us?
Yeah.
Because everybody would just assume it's Jacoby Brissett since he's taken all the QB1 snaps, right?
Yeah.
Well, he started going to 1A, 1B.
Yeah. And how the distance was in the 1A beginning.
1A and 1B is different than 1 and 2.
Yes. But then he said the distance has changed and May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett. So that 1A and 1B could have switched.
Yeah. For a lot of women, I didn't know this till recently, a lot of women who listen to the show, their husband, the person they're committed to, is 1A. I am 1B.
That's it.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Sometimes
Courtney,
it's better to be 1B.
No, I didn't know that.
I just started to learn that.
Oh, yeah.
You're that for Mrs. Wiggins, aren't you? For Hall Pass.
Well, for Mrs. Wiggins, I don't like to bring it up.
Yeah, but...
But I am 1... I'm actually 1A.
You're 1... AA plus.
Right. Yes. I am her Hall Pass.
Yes. If she had to choose between you and Idris, on what she says, she might go with you.
I think she'd pick me over Idris Elba.
Yeah, and Chris Brown, and that's saying a lot.
Yes,
that's saying a lot for you, Greg.
Saying a lot,
I am impressed.
All right. Well, that was Jerod Mayo on a Patriots Monday. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Pats dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played the most out of the four quarterbacks, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. It did worry me a bit when he was talking about Jacoby and the injury. I don't think that Jacoby's going to be 100% today.
No.
Like, everything I've heard, it doesn't sound great.
The way Mayo was talking
about
it? Yeah.
Nah,
saying, like, he could come in here today and say that he feels terrible.
Yeah, like,
you know, the second day always feels worse, you know?
Wiggy, you see this Rhode Island text on the Subaru of New England text line? Drake May can cover up a lot of the O-line problems.
Yeah.
When it got, like, for instance, that scramble last night for the first down.
Both of them, even the touchdown throw that he made. And Courtney made it. She brought up an excellent point earlier today where she was like, he doesn't look like he gets rattled. Like, he has this, and that's like something that.
He was under a ton of pressure. He stepped up in the pocket.
He
looked
very confident.
Yes.
There was a couple times when the pocket was kind of breaking down around him, and he's just like standing there. You know, he's pumping the ball off.
Yeah.
And he's not panicking. And that one throw, I can't remember if it was to Jalen Polk coming across
the crossover in the middle of the field.
And then, like, the pocket's kind of breaking down on him, and he doesn't panic, and he makes a good throw. And then when he sees the pocket breaking down, Greg, you brought it up on third down, he uses his ability to run out of it. He does look very poised, and if you have that, that's at least a good thing.
Well, he would have had another touchdown, but it was called back for a legal formation. Here's what he had to say about that.
I think they went cloud. We kind of had a high low concept to the left. I was trying to work backside and ended up getting outside the pocket. And I think it would have been close if I passed the line. It was definitely real close. I'm not sure what team copy looked like. But, yeah, KJ just making a play. And, you know, Bummer got called back. But just the same thing, you know, just hurting ourselves. And in a two-minute drive, can't do that.
He can stink. At least he doesn't sound like a douche.
No, he doesn't.
Preach.
Yeah, you're talking about Mac Jones?
Yeah, like, all right, Drake May could be, he could not be good, but it's like, all right.
Also, I don't want to nitpick, but hot honey is not a condiment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not. It's not.
You put it on pizza, you can dip wings in it.
It's great on pizza, but you don't put condiments on pizza.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. Condiments are not. Condiments are on sandwiches.
You could dump your fries
and burgers.
Yeah, you put hot honey on a sandwich.
It's a pizza topping. Hot honey is a pizza topping.
Greg, you put barbecue sauce. Did you count that as a condiment?
It's kind of in its own category. It's not really. No, because most places, if you go to a place.
All right, is ranch a condiment?
Yes.
If you also found on pizza.
If you go to get. Ranch is a salad dressing. It's not a. And it's a dipping sauce. It's not a condiment.
So then what's a condiment?
Let's be clear about. Huh?
So then what is
mustard?
Okay.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
There's really nothing else that's in the category.
So you only relish? Have three condiments. That's it?
Relish. Relish is a combo. Relish is mustard and pickles, really.
So then you only have three condiments. Sean's right.
Really. I mean, traditionally, it's been the way it's been. I mean, you can't just start throwing. You can't go, I like honey on a pizza. I'm going to throw that into the condiment category.
What is a condiment?
Greg, what about honey mustard?
Honey, that's a version of a condiment. That's honey. Honey mustard is a version of mustard, just like brown and golden are versions of mustard.
Did not know that.
Okay, the Red Sox have two games today. The first one at 2:05. You can hang out with Rich Keefe for the MassMutual pregame show at 1:05. Cutter Crawford will get the start in the second one at 7:10. Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app for both games, Joe Castiglione will join them for the second game. That is what's trending. Here is the weather with Shine.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 72 degrees, mostly cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 78. There are going to be some brief thunderstorms, it looks like, later this afternoon. Hopefully it doesn't affect the Red Sox makeup game at all today.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.